attic. The one time during the war, we had a room in our basement, which had no real name, but we see we had the den in the basement, mm-hmm. Pine paneled with a great stone fireplace, which I at one time took over. As a matter of fact, there are fond memories of that particular room. We used to have our Christmases down there, and it underwent many transformations. At one time, it was the captain's rest. I turned it into, you know, a nautical place. At another time, it was just sort of a playboy's pad, you know, when I was in my late teens. Then there was a laundry room in the basement. And up until the time that I moved away, you know, to go to Sewanee in 1954, that I had a laboratory, that they had what had been used to store rations. I suppose this was hoarding, and I might get my family in a great deal of trouble, but we always referred to them as rations. Mm-hmm. And during the Second World War, of course, this was a room that was there even before the house was remodeled, and as a matter of fact, it had a window to the outside, which was bricked up when the living room was built over the ground it overlooked. Mm-hmm. And that became my laboratory. Mm-hmm. And, it's a wonder, you know, that we didn't move out of that house long before we did. That was used until I took it over as a laboratory for a storage room. Oh, probably ever since I can remember. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know what they did, but they cleaned it up or something like that. There was this empty room, and I said, I want to have a laboratory. And Daddy, of course, thought it was great, you know, that he was really, he's getting ready to become that engineer, that scientist, you know. But I think that he would have, if it had been not been a room, if I said that I wanted a laboratory, that he would have, hell, he might have given me part of his own bedroom or something like that, you know. But we usually stored our malthams. Remember, that's a fictitious word. The things that we didn't really want, but didn't want to throw away in the attic.
Well, did you have any name for those things? Did you call them anything? I mean, other than obviously malthams.
I didn't learn that word until much later.
Yeah. What do you call that? All that stuff, like old maybe small pieces of furniture.
I don't know if we had a name for it, but we always figured that we better put it in our attic, because if we lend it to anyone, they might never give it back. That sort of thing. I'm painting a horrible picture of my family, but I don't mean to, but, you know, these strange childhood impressions that come up.
Let me see. Okay, so you said your father, got that room ready for you. What'd you say happened to that? What did they do with that room? Or let me put it another way. Say a woman's working in the morning. You know, I'm really awful at asking this question. What would you be doing if you were sweeping the floor?
Housework?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's Swiffering, perhaps?
Okay. So say you're, what does a woman normally do every morning? When she goes through the house, she goes through the house and